Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. This is Baltimore Positive. This is going to be a fun one today. We're doing Maryland Crab Cake tours throughout the summer at various locations, including Fadley's this week. I will have the Maryland Lottery scratch-offs, our friends at GBMC and Farnan and Dermer putting us on the road. I got to get a rock and roll sponsor around here because this I was at the LA Forum the first night that Rush took the stage with Annika, and I had such a good time. And, came home, got off the red eye. My wife looked at me. I'm in my Rush sweatshirt. I'm all beaten up. My hair's out like Getty. And she said, "Well, how was it?" And I'm like, "This is really going to screw my life up the next year." And it already has. Four dates in New York, couple in Philly, DC, all over the place. Rush is out on the road. And I could go with any of my belt buckles and have a good time, but this is going to be a fun segment. I alerted my wife this morning over some Zeke's coffee that Donna Halper was coming on the program. And I remember Barry Halper was a name that was very associated with a lot of sports collecting when I was a kid and Beckett collecting. But Donna Halper is the godmother queen discoverer of all things Getty Lee, Alex
Yes,
Lifeson, Neil
Queen.
Peart.
Yes, Queen.
There she is. There she is. I've waited my whole life to have you on the show. 35
Oh,
years of
that's what
doing
they
this.
all say.
I know, I know. Thank you for coming on, and thanks for being a cool Rush fan and a Rush head. And I'll just say this: I went to LA, and I went very quietly. I sort of snuck in. I was in Vegas for a couple of days. I didn't go with anybody. I didn't bother anybody at SRO for this or that. I just bought a ticket, and I walked into the Forum like it was an old Lakers game. But I sat outside with a bowl of Chipotle and about four Coors Light tall boys that I bought in Englewood, and I just watched people march into the venue. I just sat out on a, like, literally having a neighborhood beer, and just the merchandise that was coming through over 50 years of seeing the eras and people. I partied with three people my age who had their mother, and they flew in from St. Louis to see the show. This has been like a marvelous time for anybody who's a Rush fan. It's
Now, I
beautiful.
gotta say to you, okay, if I had told you a year ago, "Oh, yeah, we're gonna be going to a Rush concert," you would have said, "Donna, are you okay? Like, how's your health, lady?" But the fact is, what a great time to be alive. What a great time to be a fan. What a great time to be a human. When they flew me out to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in September of last year, they didn't tell me what it was for. I mean, I blogged about this. They basically said they had an announcement to make, but they didn't tell anyone except for like two people what the announcement was. And we all thought, "Oh, they're announcing they're making a big donation to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Or maybe they're going to do a benefit concert like they did for Taylor Hawkins or something like that." And I got up there, I introduced them, and then the reporter for the Washington Post, Jeff Edgers, who's a friend and a very good guy, basically said, "Guess what? They're getting back together again." And we were all like, we had heard some rumors. But online, you never take rumors seriously because I've read rumors that Alex and Getty don't talk to each other. And I've read rumors that this and that. And I'm like, "Oh, please." But this was for real. And when I talked to Getty afterwards, he said, "Donna, we did not talk about the fact that we had Annika in for auditions or, I mean, just so that, if it didn't work out, people weren't going, 'Oh my God, you said you were getting back together, but it didn't work out.' We wanted to make sure that we were ready, that everything was in place, and we had confidence that we had chosen the right person. And once the stars all aligned, there it was. But it was a shock, a pleasant shock, but a shock to a lot of people. And I gotta tell you, I was one of them. Okay? There is no way I would have thought a year ago that we're all going to Rush concerts. Not like, some tribute band, but actual Rush concerts and very good Rush
Of
concerts.
a very, very high
Oh
quality.
my
A
God,
very, very
anybody
high
had
quality.
any doubt? Sit, just sit,
But
okay?
that speaks to Getty, though, right? I mean, and I was literally beginning his book, and I did a couple of the shows a few years ago when he went around. I was at Massey Hall the night that Alex walked in, and that was a magic night, in Toronto that night. A couple of
Oh my God, it was.
Ohtani was going to be a Blue Jay that night, as I remember too, but that didn't happen. But I it came on my timeline that Rush had dates, and I looked at it. It looked kind of real, but not. And I'm sipping on my coffee, and you had no clue. What was your expectation in September versus what was delivered and has been delivered every other night the first month, minus an illness and the border control people in Mexico, but just what this is and what people
And by the way,
expect it
the
to
whole
be.
border control thing, it was more logistics than anything else. When they book a tour, they book in advance, okay? We all do. I mean, when I'm flying to visit whatever, I'm not generally flying the night before. I'm generally planning out ahead of time so that I know what city I'm gonna be in. Same deal, okay? Except that when you're planning with a rock band, oh my God, you don't just have the musicians. You have the technicians, you have the engineers, you have the entourage, you have this, you have that. I mean,
I
the
think
moving
grown-ups really
parts.
understand how sophisticated Russian shows have always
Oh,
been.
absolutely. And with it's not just a matter of like back in the Elvis days where it was like a guy, a guitar, a drummer, yeah, a bass player, and we're done. This is so sophisticated, and it had been getting even more sophisticated as time went on. And then you got to factor in tariffs, and then you got to factor, I mean, geopolitical issues. And I mean,
And
the.
that won't mean anything the night that I'm at the garden seeing them 3 weeks from now. You know what I
Right,
mean?
but my
Or
point is that if they had problems getting across the border, I'm not shocked. Okay, and it's much less of a big deal than some people online made it out to be. And it was a, well, they stopped Rush because it was Rush. No, they didn't.
like they're
No,
nice Canadian lads with a nice
no.
European German drummer. Now,
This can
Donna Halper
happen.
is our
This can
guest.
happen to anyone. This could be like, Dutch soccer players. It can happen to anyone. So the bottom line is, if you had told me a year ago that I would be getting ready to attend a Rush concert, I would have thought, yeah, tribute band, a lot of good tribute bands out there. But the fact that they are back together, they're sounding great, Geddy's energized, Alex is energized. I mean, I thought, to be very honest with you, I thought they would continue to do some benefit concerts. That's what I thought. Okay, because they'd done a couple of them. They sounded great. What none of us knew, except maybe the wives and the close friends, was that Alex and Getty had been starting to, kind of get the itch again. For a long time, they didn't. I mean,
Well, it was
half the
believed
stuff
that
you believe.
Alex wasn't well enough to maybe
No,
do it, right?
but even if he had been, half the stuff you believe online. There was the first couple of years, they couldn't even imagine going on without Neil. They needed time to grieve. They needed time to just deal with the various emotions that were coming up for them. He'd been part of their life. He'd been a friend. We're not just talking about, oh, bust somebody else in and then bust somebody else out. We're talking about somebody like 51 years, okay? So these were very close friends. It wasn't like 25 guys, 25 taxis. They liked each other. They hung out with each other, this sort of thing. So after Neil passed, there was no talk of them getting back together. I mean, I gotta tell you, Getty was getting audition tapes. He mentioned this in the book, but he also talked to various people, including me, about it. He was getting audition tapes from musicians that wanted to be the drummer, and he was offended. He was like, you know, the body isn't even cold in the ground, and you're sending me tapes? Like, have a little respect for who Neil was. But nothing, no respect. People just like, hey, I'll be the new drummer. And Getty was like, no, actually, you won't. Okay? You'll never be the new drummer because you have no respect. And 3 years, 4 years, at a certain point, who Getty is a musician. And I mean, yeah, he had fun doing his book tours. I was around for both of them. I was up on stage with him in Cleveland, you know, for the book tour in 2023. That was exciting. Met a lot of nice fans. But
It felt very resigned that he was resigned to the fact that he was done
but
with
that's exactly my
Rush,
point. He
right?
had gotten to a place where it was like, you know, I'm gonna write books. I'm going to donate to baseball museums. I'm going to do speaking
I
engagements.
accepted that as a lifetime fan. I was okay with that. I
Absolutely.
wanted it to be.
Spend
Every time I
time with
saw him
my,
behind home plate with his
yeah,
grandchild,
spend time with my
oh,
wife,
I just like
go
get.
see my grandkids, this, that. But at a certain point in time, you are who you are. And after 4 years, Getty is a musician. And he really wanted to perform again. And the benefit concerts were nice, but performing was even nicer. And when Alex got healthy, it was like, yeah, why don't we do this? And they decided they would. Boom. So for the people that are like, oh, they're not being faithful to the, you know what? They loved Neil. They adored Neil, and they remember Neil every day of their lives. And these concerts are almost like a tribute to what he brought to the band. Rutsey brought something to the band, and when Rutsey was replaced by Neil, that was an amazing thing. Now Annika has taken over, and that's an amazing. We never forget the people who went before. They're still playing Working Man. Thank you, John Rutsey. And the fact is,
They may say thank you, Donna Halper, but that's okay.
maybe.
Maybe.
But the truth is, I've gotten my thank you many times. When I was up on stage for Getty's book tour, the first thing he said was, Donna, I wouldn't have a career if it weren't for you. And I'm like, Getty, that's not even true. The fact is, you have a career. You had a career. You just needed people to kind of open the door for you. I'm delighted that I could be one of the people to do that. They dedicated two albums to me. They put me in a documentary. And I got a 50-year plus friendship. How lucky am I?
Donna Halper is here. She is the discoverer of all things Rush. You can Google that. It's a little bit of an old story that's been told a bunch. I want to go back to Getty
Oh,
and.
and by the way, it's an old story, but it refutes the myth that Rush fans are all dudes. Ask my husband if I'm a dude.
There was a
Yeah, we will
much
now sing
longer.
a chorus of Dude Looks Like a Lady.
Listen,
No.
there was a much longer line in the men's room at the LA Forum a few weeks ago, and I
I'm
expect the
not
same thing at
saying, I am not saying
the
that the majority of Rush fans are men. I'm not saying that at all. I am saying, however, statistically, easily more than 20% are female. When I first got started, it was maybe 2%. Okay. Now it's up to more than 20.
That's because dudes have daughters
And
and they brought them, I think.
that's my point. And now that Annika is the drummer,
Oh, it's.
you've got more young women going, wow, if she can do it, why can't I do it? And there it is.
That's
The
a perfect
world's
segue for
changing.
where I
Yeah.
want you to go with your long relationship with Ged and Alex and Neil before that. Geddy, so. 2 minutes on my Rush background. 1980, my parents are taking me for pizza. I get a little cassette with Rush. Rush was one of the names of the Columbia Records where you saw Meatloaf and all Steely Dan and all these names. You didn't know the music. You're 10, 12 years old. And I bought I it was before Moving Pictures. It was Permanent Waves. I put Spirit of Radio on the tape and then that's the end. That's the Free Will, that's the end, right? So September 26, 1980, Saxon opens Capitol Center, right on the front end of Moving Pictures, or sort of debuting some of the stuff, Tom Sawyer, that stuff. I'm a Rush guy, all in. I interviewed Geddy in 1984 and like through the baseball, Oh Canada at that my national anthem here 33 years ago and all the tours. But the Geddy thing for me is a bit of fandom. I get made fun of because when my hair is out, my hair looks like Geddy, and people make I get some trouble with that lately, which is really weird. But for me with Geddy, the fist bumps, he's been on my show, I've read his book, wasn't the first guy that needed to read his book, didn't need to be the first guy to have him on my show. I am so incredibly respectful of what my fanboy began with seeing shows 46 years ago, and having him in and out of my life in such kind ways where I could leave a card backstage and he would invite me back. He's a good man in many ways, but this last act or next act after the book, after the big bass books, after the magnanimous donations to the Hall of Fame in Kansas City and the collection of Negro baseball and the birds and his grandkids and the Blue Jays and the seats by like all that he represents. This thing where we all spent money, some people spent a lot more than I did getting tickets, and that's a whole thing for the let the internet have all that. But I went to LA that night. I flew out. I had a little hotel room in El Segundo. I bought my tickets for $200. I bought a ticket, Ubered over, did my thing, and I walked in. And I love that music, and everyone around me loved it. But y'all should shut the F up when Geddy's talking or singing. Shh, it's a show. Please. I don't want to hear what ham sandwich you were eating the first time you had red barchetta. But for me, that night I walked out of there, and people were texting me saying, how was it? And I'm like, what do you think it was? It's Geddy, it's Alex. They put this thing together. They're doing 50 shows all over the world. They're going to Brazil. They're going to Europe. How do you think it was? It was better than I thought it could ever be. And then I was like, am I shocked by that? As I flew home the next night, and I'm like, nah, man, they don't touch anything that's not
No, they
great.
wouldn't have done it. Getty said that to me. I mean, if they didn't think they were ready, they would never have gone out there. Getty is quite the perfectionist. That can be a mixed blessing. He talks about that in the book. He doesn't spare himself anything, you know, he doesn't try to make himself out to be a saint. But the fact remains, musicians in general, good musicians, take pride in what they do. Getty would not have gone out there and insulted the fans' intelligence. And by the way, they had nothing to do with the ticket prices. They did not sit around going, aha, how can we get more money out of the fans? No, they
The
had nothing to
last
do.
thing in the world I thought as I was sitting there that night that this was a cash grab in any way.
No,
It was a love
nothing.
affair. I
Nothing.
mean,
No.
it was the
And
most
that's my point.
unlikely thing I've ever
If Getty
experienced.
did not feel that the band was going to be able to give a top quality show, they never would have done it. That's why they rehearsed as long as they did. That's why they kept everything under wraps. I mean, they literally, you could count on the fingers of one hand the number of people who knew It was kind of like Taylor Swift's wedding. It's like everybody talked about it after the event, okay? But in terms of like getting in, nobody knew how it was going to be.
The
Nobody
Juno
knew.
Awards were that way too,
That's
right?
it.
The
Nobody
Juno
knew that
Awards were
Jenny and
crazy.
Alex were practicing with a drummer, or that they'd had a drummer come in, or that nothing. Until the moment when they could confidently say, "We're ready," at which point they unveiled it to the universe. And I am just loving it. I really am.
How many shows you going to?
As many as they want me to, okay? And I'm not trying to be snide. I'm saying that, like, my relationship with the band has always been, they know I work. They also know that I've had some illness at home. You know, my husband has been ill,
My heart to you,
and
of course.
that's kind of limited the traveling. But and I've had a couple of health problems too, and this and that, you know, over the years, stuff happens. They've always been very tolerant of whatever my needs happen to be, and they've provided for whatever I needed. If I needed to get to a show in a certain city, boom, I was there. But the fact is, I don't ask. Whatever they want to do, fine with me. I'm
Well,
just so happy that they're alive, that they're well. And that people all over the world that have never seen Rush live and have just heard about it from their parents, their brother, their sister, you know, oh my God, there's this band called Rush. Yes, and now I'm going to take you to see them. So wherever it is, I'll be delighted.
the original rock radio lady who discovered Rush, and it was just a thrill to spend a little time with Donna Halper. She is out there still rocking the radio and the spirit of radio.
Absolutely.
So
Yep.
last thing for you in all of this and the
And doing a bunch of
unlikeliness.
webcasts and podcasts, and what a privilege to be on with you,
Oh, thank
Booby.
you. Thank you very, very much. It's very sweet of you. I tried to explain to my wife your connection to the band, and what would
I have a
if
strong connection to Baltimore, for heaven's
well,
sake.
let tell me, please do.
Come on. When I was a kid, okay, before the dinosaurs came, when I was a kid, I used to listen to radio late at night. I always loved radio. I knew from the time I was a kid that I wanted to be a DJ. And we used to do this thing called DXing, which was listening for distant radio stations. I was a big baseball fan. I was always a big baseball fan. And late at night, WBAL in Baltimore, or Balmer, if you prefer, the signal for WBAL used to get into Boston, great gangbusters. And I used to listen to the Orioles games with Boog Powell and Diamond Jim Gentile and Steve Barber and Chuck Estrada and a whole host of other baby birds from 1959, 60, 61 when they almost won the pennant. It was so exciting. I loved that team. And I could listen to them. And I would sit in my bedroom late at night. And I was so excited to hear all the ads from Baltimore. And I dreamed of one day going to Baltimore and seeing a game.
Did you come to Memorial Stadium?
Absolutely.
All right, just making sure. Who pitched?
Years
Do you
ago.
remember?
Years ago. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Yeah.
nice. Well,
So, yeah. So Baltimore will always. And don't forget, I was on the radio in Washington, D.C., okay, in the 70s. And I used to get into Baltimore all the time. I saw a wrestling show in Baltimore. I mean, come on. I used to get into Baltimore constantly.
gosh, I didn't know I was going to have such a crush on you, but I do. So you're awesome,
Don't
Donna
tell my
Halper.
husband.
Die, listen, you're awesome. Thank you so
You
much
ain't so
for
bad
making
either,
some time.
pal. And we get this like rock band that we both sort of like.
I'm going to let my hair out just because it's a time. I mean, it's the end of the interview here.
Oh my
I got to
God,
let
he's
the
taking
hair
his
out.
clothes off, ladies and
There it
gentlemen.
is,
This is
man. I'm
great.
channeling my inner Getty.
All right.
Donna, appreciate you. And
Much
favorite
love.
Rush song. What's your favorite Rush song? I need to know. I'm gonna
Can't
go
tell
listen
you.
to him.
That's like asking a mother who's your favorite kid.
Oh, come
Can't.
on. Even I get to say Red Barchetta if I want
Can't do it.
to.
Cannot do it.
You can
There's
change it
something
every
on
day. You
every
can.
Rush album that I like and that speaks to
Okay.
me. Okay?
Okay. What's the song that if Ged calls you right now and says, Donna, we're going to work up a song when we come in? And where's home for you now these days?
Boston.
You're still back in.
Boston.
Okay. So when they're playing this way in a couple weeks, couple months, what is a song they're not currently playing that if they ask me, I would say Marathon or Cold Fire. I'd like this.
And I'd
I
say
love those
something
songs.
entirely different. And it's a wonderful and overlooked song that I don't think they've ever played. And it's one of my faves. It's a song called Madrigal. It's lovely. If you haven't checked it out, go do so immediately. You'll thank me later. For those that say that Neil never wrote a love song, Madrigal. It's wonderful.
I hope that I live long enough to wake up one morning and Getty sings that for you. You know, that would be kind of neat.
And
So,
if he never does, for his entire career, he has been nothing but nice to me. Ditto for the band in general. I'll give you one very
and that
quick
doesn't
story.
shock me, by the way,
Well,
either,
I'll
in
give you
any
one
way.
quick story, and then I gotta go, and you gotta go, and all God's chillin' gotta go. I am very well known as a non-smoker, non-drinker, non-drug user. I do remember the 60s. I've never tried any of those things. Now, I'm not stupid, okay? I may have been born at night, but I wasn't born last night, okay? I know that rock stars in general tend to do stuff. But the guys in the band, who, by the way, were never as heavily into partying as some guys in some bands, and they really did pull back at a certain point, and they're family men above it all, okay? But they knew that I didn't do any of that stuff. And out of respect for who I was, every time they had me backstage, A, they kept all the substances away from me, and B, they had nothing but fruit and juice and cookies and coffee, and they have a salad bar, and they just do this whole backstage spread so that I wouldn't feel left out in any way. And that just tells you something. These are family men. They care deeply about other people, and they've always shown me respect. And I try to show it right back. I cannot tell you the number of times people know me from having discovered the band. What they don't know is the times I advocated for them, got other stations to play them, worked on getting them a star on the Walk of Fame, basically took on any critic that criticized them in print, etc., etc. So it has been a very two-way friendship, and they respect who I am. I respect who they are. And thanks for having me on. And I'm going to go get a coffee and a muffin before I leave.
I'm going to go listen to Red Barchetta and Temples of the Syrinx and a whole bunch of other
Well,
things
go
in your
listen to
honor.
Madrigal and think of me.
And I shall, and I'll say this to you, that whatever show or shows you see, and this is for all the Rush fans, I hope you get the set list that you love, whatever
Yeah,
one
you
that
know
is.
something? Every set list that Rush plays
It's been
is a
brilliant.
set list I love. And you know why?
Yep.
Because they're my friends. And I am so grateful that they're alive, that they're healthy, that they're able to do what they love. And my wish to your listeners, may you always be healthy and may you always be able to do what you love.
All right. Well, I feel closer to your heart, Donna Halper. Donna Halper is the
Oh, I see what you did there.
discoverer.
I
I
see
did.
what you did
I
there.
did there. You know, if you stay long enough, I got a
And
whole
we're going
book
to
of
start making garden illusions any
them.
second
Neil left
now.
me a whole book of them. I'll pull them all out too. I will.
Ooh, ooh.
Back for more. It's Baltimore Positive. Rush is on tour and we're celebrating. And why should